Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Alan.
Jessica.
I want you to, like, for this episode, be a game show announcer. Meaning, like, we're playing a game, so you have to do, like, your game show voice. And then, like, you know, be like, oh, we get back, like, this and that, you know.
Okay. But I've also got to play the game.
Oh, you're involved. Okay. That's fair. You could do both.
Okay. All right. Great.
All right. We'll do your best. Maybe we can get some game show music in here. All right, I'll start it off, announcer Jessica. Do you guys know if you look up red flag, what it says? Like, why do we call red flags red flags? A red flag is used as warning of danger. So, like, a great example of this is when you go to the beach.
Yeah.
And the, like, red flag is waving. It's like either there's a motherfucking shark in the water.
Yeah.
Or a tsunami is coming, right?
Or maybe something just, like, high tide. Yeah.
Red flag for a tsunami. Lifeguards waving the red flag. Yeah, I mean, and they're brightly colored. It's supposed to grab your attention, right? Red flags.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we obey those in, like, society, right? You see a red flag, you're probably not going to go swimming. But when it comes to relationships, we see no red flags. We ignore them.
I don't know what's wrong with us.
Would you swim with a shark?
No, I don't think I would.
Yeah. So I don't know why we continue to do this, but just a little recap. We've talked about red flags before. How can we not? They're such an not important. I don't want to use the word important part of our lives, but so much of who we are revolves around this. I mean, not just like our sexual relationships, but our work relationships, our friend relationships. You know, there's red flags all around us, and really you have the power to ignore them or not. I kind of want to recap here. So, you know, I don't think, for example, I think there we need to be very clear the difference between like a red flag and like maybe like a behavioral quirky kind of thing. So like, I don't know, if he cuts his toenails like in your bed, that's disturbing.
Yeah.
But I don't think would you call that a red flag?
I think people have very strong red flags like that. It's more like deal breakers. That's a deal breaker. It's not a red flag.
See, I think it's I think there's a very big difference between a
red
deal
flag
breaker.
Is a non-negotiable. Like, maybe you can get him to do that in the bathroom.
Eventually. Yeah, you could have a conversation about it. It's not him.
Red flags is more like I watched him hit his mom once.
Yes. Oh, we're going right there. He abuses his mother. I mean, that's a big one.
Seems like one non-negotiable.
He abuses his elderly mother.
Yeah.
And you know, this is red flags. They pop up in any kind of relationship. Like, it could be even your parents. It could be romantic, your siblings. You know, and
more
the purpose.
Flags, more fun.
Yeah. That's what they say. The purpose of this is, like, you're supposed to take a step back and then evaluate, like, how to make the relationship healthy if there are red flags in your face. And that's why the toenail one is a good one, because there's nothing like that. Maybe it's not exactly healthy to sleep with toenails, but, you know, you can survive that and your relationship can still be strong with that. But for some reason, we ignore red flags, and we wanted to play a game with you guys today because I'm curious what Tracy sees as red flags, what Alan sees as red flags.
I think me and yours are going to be much, much different.
Than Alan's?
Than me and yours.
You know, I do think it's important to be, like, open-minded when you start dating somebody. And you don't right away. I mean, because right away, especially in today's day when you could swipe so fast, right? Mm-hmm. Love at first swipe, 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 swipe. I get that it's easy to dismiss somebody. You're like, nope, that was a red flag. But what's truly a red flag? Like, there are differences, and sometimes the lines are blurred. So I think that's like the game we're going to play, right? Game show, Alan? Post, Alan?
That's right. Welcome, everybody, to Bad Examples, the game show, Red Flags Edition, the game of terrible dates. Let's get back to it, and we'll describe how to play a little bit later.
Alan Waters.
Yes. What a good mic. Yes, like one of those little skinny dick mics.
Yes.
I just met with one of my mics here at home, okay?
A skinny dick mic also.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. I think a red flag, right, what it really represents to you, let's talk about in general, is a lack of respect or interest towards the relationship.
I think deal breakers and red flags are easily misconstrued. I think a deal breaker for me is like somebody who smokes. I actually hate it.
Mm-hmm. It's not a red flag. Very good. That's a good one. Clap it up. Okay. It's not a red flag. Tell us how we play this game, Alan.
All right. So this game is much less than what you're talking about.
Okay. Wonderful.
So it is. It's taking some of these things that are red flags that aren't really that big of a deal.
Uh-huh.
But some of them absolutely are deal breakers.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is I've got four pictures of the white cards here, which are perks. These are things about the person that's going to be possibly dating you. And we'll start with one person. One person is the single person. The single person just sits there and is the, you know, they make the decision. The other two players, from their four perk cards, have to choose two perks. You put those two perks out and say, these are the great things about this person.
Okay.
Then the two people playing have three choices of red flag cards. You have to choose one red flag card to put on the other player's perks.
Okay.
And then you have to discuss why you think the single person should date this person.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. I'm just going to draw right from the top of the deck. So this guy is a professional wrestler, and you have the same favorite movies.
Okay. So I have to pick two perks?
No, those are the two perks. I'm just drawing two perks. So this is what it just
professional wrestler is a perk? Okay.
Professional wrestler, and you have the same favorite movies.
Role play.
The red flag is, as long as you date them, you can only eat food off the dollar menu. And so now, if Tracy's the single person, Jessica and I have to argue and say, this is why you should date that person. And then...
Okay. Because this is exactly what I was talking about. The difference between, like, actual red flags and quirkiness, weirdness.
So, because, of course, we are in separate places, what I've done is I've taken pictures of cards, and I'm just going to text them randomly.
Okay.
It suggests that the person who has been on the most dates is the single person. So congratulations, Tracy.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
You are the single person.
Great.
Jessica, so I'm going to send you your perk cards and your red flags right now. And then I'm going to draw my own perk cards and my own red flag cards. And Jessica, when you're ready, you can tell Tracy what your two perks are.
Okay.
As a single person, I do nothing.
So the
As a single person, okay. You're there. You have to hear these perks and then see what your red flags are.
Okay.
And then Jessica and I are going to argue to you why our person is better for you than the other.
Okay, so the perks are the white cards, correct?
Right, the perks are the white cards.
So I pick two of these?
Yep, pick two of these.
Okay.
Know your audience.
I know, this is so tough. Do I read these? I'm just going to... All right, I'm going to pick two. Here we go.
Yeah, you pick two.
I'm just going to talk some of this out, though, in my head. Okay, so two perks of this guy.
Okay.
One I'm going to cancel out right away, which is... really into wine, because that could lead into
alcoholism.
Yeah, so that's going. And then, okay, oh god, The one I'm definitely picking is owns a successful startup.
Okay.
Because to me, that means that they are driven and smart and like young and new age and cool.
And rich. Or will be.
And rich. And then the last two. So there's genius level IQ or loves the 80s. So I think genius level IQ could be like a really tight butthole loser. So I'm going to pick owns a successful startup and loves the 80s because I'm saying that. And someone that loves the 80s has a good time and fun and knows the prime of their life. Know you judge.
All right.
Okay. What do I
do? My two perks are owns a goose that lays designer clothing.
That's not fair.
What?
And superhero.
What? Double not fair. So you are giving her perks of Thor and a Gucci making like magician?
Yes. He's
and
Thor.
And now, sorry, I don't know why I almost called you Rachel. That was fucked up.
Whoa.
And now, Jessica. Oh my God, I'm cutting all of those. And now Jessica has to take one of her red flag cards to put with my two perks.
Okay.
And I am going to take a picture of my red flag card to go with your two perks.
Okay. So I'm picking two of these three, right?
No, you just pick one.
Sorry. Okay.
To put on mine.
Oh, so I'm picking the worst one.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I picked the worst one to send.
Yeah. Okay. Do I say it or I just send it to you?
You can say it. I mean, we should say it for the audience.
Refuses to delete the online dating profile.
Oh.
Oh. Mine is keeps talking about their hot cousin.
Oh, man. Okay. So what do I do now?
So now Jessica and I need to tell you why we think you should date our person.
Okay.
Jessica, do you want me to lead off?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Great. So, I think you should date mine because it's Thor. And Thor has a goose that will lay any designer clothing you want. I know they've still got a dating profile, but, like, I think with Thor, it's okay if it gets around a little bit.
Some good negotiating.
Still, at the end of the day, you've got the God of Thunder in the sheets.
Fuck.
Thor's horse. Can I give up? Is there a give up button?
Thor's horse.
Is there a... Wow. I agree with that one. Okay, so I think you should pick my guy because who needs a fucking dirty ass goose laying eggs all over your house when you could just buy, like, go into the Gucci store with your rich ass startup business boyfriend and he'll just buy you whatever you want all the time. And sure, he loves the 80s, but like 80s music, who doesn't? You could dance on a table, pour some sugar on me. It's a really good like foreplay into sex. And what's his bad thing? His bad thing is
pouring sugar on his hot cousin.
I mean, that's not a red flag. That's what we discussed earlier, which is a behavioral quirk. Because maybe he's like Alan and he's from the South.
Oh, wow. And they're attacking a whole group of people.
And they just have hot cousins. You know what I mean? So yeah. So that is my pitch. Who are you picking? No, you judge.
I feel like as exciting as designer clothing may be constantly, the dating profile is a problem because that leads to cheating. And I think that my rich ass husband, who will be richer than Bill Gates, will buy me all of those same designer clothing. And even everyone has beautiful family.
Oh, that's right. I know you're a hot cousin.
Yeah, I know.
What's his name?
I'm a product
what's his name,
of the
Alan?
80s.
What's Tracy's hot cousin's name from the party?
Oh, is it Bartender Mike?
It's Bartender Mike. Everyone's got a Bartender Mike cousin.
Oh, my God.
You guys, I can't.
So do I win? I think that one, Jessica.
Woohoo!
As much as I love being a Thor whore.
Wow. Unbelievable. You know what I say? Know you judge.
So that makes Jessica the new single person.
Ooh-oh! Who knows me? Who knows their judge?
Your cards.
Am I still single or?
Nope. You're now in a relationship with the startup guy.
Oh yes. Oh, this is easy.
Oh, you say yours is easy. I have good cards already.
Oh wow, this is a lot. Fuck.
So, whenever you're ready with your perks.
All right, my perks are Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
He owns a 500-foot yacht.
Wow.
So he is rich AF.
Mm-hmm.
He also has a magic bag that contains unlimited cheese.
No.
Yes, it says it right here.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, Jess. My perks are you literally will not age while you date them.
Oh, my God.
Your friends and your enemies are jealous.
Oh my God.
Jeez. All right, Tracy, what's your red flag card for me?
All right, your red flag for this douche lord that Alan's trying to hook you up with lives in a bedroom with 8 dudes, including one they call Jug.
Fuck.
Like, what a tool. He's got fucking roommates.
On his yacht? All right.
No, my guy has a yacht.
Oh.
This guy's a fucking loser and lives with roommates.
This is the guy. Yeah. So, Tracy, yours is... He yells earmuffs whenever they hear a bad word.
But he has a 500-foot yacht, so it doesn't send the kids to the other side of the yacht, you know?
Yeah. Tracy, tell Jessica why she should date your guy.
All right, my guy is easy. He's got so much fucking money. He owns a 500-foot yacht. You don't even have to see him. You just take all your friends on the yacht, party 24/7. He's got enough money. Also, unlimited cheese. Mm-hmm. It's literally the only food you can eat right now, mm-hmm. Right? Okay. There's just really, I mean, it's quesadillas and grilled cheese all day, every day, string cheese. And I get it. Like, all right, he doesn't like cursing, but like, that's a great dad because you don't want to curse in front of the kids.
Nothing's gonna dry me up faster than someone screaming earmuffs.
Nothing. What about his roommate named Jug?
All right. For me, I have to say, you know, yes, he's got roommates. That's true. One of them's named Jug, but that's his friend, Jug. That's not him. I'll say, you know, you don't age. You can be 29 forever, Jessica, which we know you already are. And all of your friends and enemies, you already know they're jealous, but now you have the ability to just know that they are all the time. Plus, just because Tracy's guy owns a 500-foot yacht, whatever, doesn't mean that he's actually rich. That yacht could get foreclosed on any time.
Whoa. Then it would just be me and my cheese.
Right, which is the ultimate dream in life. So.
I have to say, this is one of the hardest decisions I've ever made in my life, because what you're essentially asking me, what means more to me, cheese or youth?
Yes. That's what we are asking. What means more? Go with the obvious.
And, like, it's so tempting for my enemies to be jealous forever. I, like, think that is the, like...
the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's above everything. Because who cares, like, what you look like if your enemies are jealous still? Like, you know?
But the red flags are... live with 8 guys? I mean, to me... Fuck, what was the guy's name? Buck?
Jug. It's the worst thing ever.
I fucking lived that situation before when Denny had roommates, and it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's really tough. Like, it's not easy. I'm going to live on my yacht, enjoy my cheese, get plump.
It's fucking right.
He's going to say earmuffs. I'll throw him overboard. I don't give a fuck.
And then you get the whole yacht to yourself,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
He just mysteriously disappeared at sea.
Bingo. I've seen enough 48-hour mysteries to figure that one out.
Yep.
They'll be the detective will be like, have you seen your yacht husband? And I'll be like, earmuffs.
I was drowning in cheese.
So now is Tracy. What happens to Tracy now?
I win. What's the name of this game?
Win. I win.
And now I'm the single person.
Okay. Wow. Please say it in your theme show host voice, Alan.
Wow, amazing.
I think it has to sound something like this. Now I'm the single person. Very Jim Carrey the mask.
Scary.
So I just want everyone to take note that I recognize the bigger of the red flags.
Yes,
there.
You did. at the end of the day, a guy could be funny about it. He could be like, earmuffs.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be like, ha ha, earmuffs.
You know, anyone that says earmuffs is the worst. It's the goddamn worst. Every time you curse, right there, earmuffs. And we're from Jersey. Right. It's every other sentence, our limited vocabulary.
Jessica, I'm sending you yours first.
Okay.
And then Tracy, here are yours.
And now we're fighting for your love, Alan?
Yeah.
Yep. Now you gotta pick the perfect person for me.
Oh,
here we go.
So what are my perks, Jessica?
okay. So one of them, because Alan's weird. Like, no, weird is not the right word. Alan is a sexual enthusiast. One of your perks is that the love of your life has a twin.
Okay.
Oh, I thought those were mine. Damn it. These are my cards.
So imagine not one Rachel, but two Rachels to satisfy you. And the other perk.
Just because they have a twin doesn't mean I'm having sex with their twin.
Yeah, but like you would. And you will.
I'm so winning this one.
And the other thing is they are completely blind to your flaws, which I don't even think you have.
Oh, fuck. Stop buttering him up. He's going to choose mine.
All right. Tracy, what are your perks?
Mine are easy because this girl is your dream girl. She cooks all and any of your all of your favorite foods.
What?
All of them. Every food that you like, you get. Also, she can get you free drinks forever at any bar in the world. Brilliant.
Any
food and drink.
In the world. Yeah. Wow.
Any bar that you love, she will forever get you free drinks. And when you're not drinking, she's cooking all your favorite food.
Damn.
Fucking all twin. Right. All right. Amateur move.
Jessica, what's the red flag?
So this is a tough one because literally has the face of a pug. Sounds like that would be an important red flag. But I could see Alan like thinking that's cute or something. So I'm going to go with begins every sentence with actually. Actually, oh, Alan.
Wow. I mean, for something that seems annoying, it's not as annoying as somebody who constantly takes jokes three steps too far. So all you're ever doing is fighting with them.
Oh, man.
So you constantly, every time she makes fun or makes it cracks a little funny, it's always way too far and you get offended every time.
Actually, I think that
Jessica.
Jokes are fun.
It's fun until you break up every 3 days.
Wow. Should we recap here? So, Alan, you could bang a twin who...
No, that's not guaranteed,
twin,
by the way.
They are completely blind to any flaws that you might have. So they're just like, imagine these two twins that just see you as this god. And, you know... what's their flaw? They got no flaw. What's their flaw?
Their flaw is that they every time they make a joke about you,
you're
funny.
Fighting. They're funny. That's
no,
their
they're
flaw.
Not funny. They're offending you constantly.
Hysterical twins.
Why would you want that when you could get all your favorite foods cooked? She may start with actually. It's only because she's being matter of fact. She's just. She's like, actually, we could just in any every time we get mad. Actually, let's just go get a drink at the bar for free. And then you come home and I'll just cook for you, whatever you want.
I'm going with Miss Actually over here.
Yes. That's right, because there's no guarantee of twin sex. That's right.
Very disappointed in you, Alan. You are our sexual entrepreneur.
I'm winning
here.
This game.
All right, Jessica. Your next cards for Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Know your judge.
Gotta know the judge. I'm having tough with my cards over here, honestly. This one's going to be a challenge.
Know your judge. All right, here we go. Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right, hit me.
Okay, so I'm saying know your judge because owns a unicorn is lit, but it ain't for you. I could see you
more
just
of a
not,
Jessica problem.
Yeah, I could see you not really being that impressed by that. You're like, all right. How about, though, if he owns a solid gold private jet? Meaning, I just want to put this in perspective, he could take you anywhere in the world at any given time.
Oh, that's going to be a hard competition.
And he's also a brain surgeon. So
Wow. Might not be that big of a deal until your brain starts to turn to mush and he can fix it.
Wow. Those are some bomb ass cards right mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are.
It's tough competition, however, Alan's guy.
Yeah. I think I've got this. Tracy, when you're dating this person,
yeah,
you will never gain any weight.
Wow. Tough.
And on top of that, they're a famous fashion designer.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Brain surgeon or fashion designer. Holy shit.
But there is a problem with his fashion designer.
Oh.
Every time. Oh my God. Wait, there's two good ones. Okay. Okay. All right. How about this? You can eat anything you want. You'll never get fat, but he's allergic to all your favorite foods.
Oh, come on.
So every time you fucking eat, sounds great and all, but every time you eat, he literally like needs to go to the hospital.
Oh, come
he needs
on,
an EpiPen every time you enjoy yourself. So there's guilt with your unlimited That's eating. Annoying.
There may be guilt, but it's not as bad as your brain surgeon who can only have conversations through puppets.
Wow.
Come on, Alan. No, you judge.
Wow.
No, you judge.
So, oh, yeah, my God. I
mean, it's great. You can totally get on that private jet, but anytime he's talking about his day, it's actually through little Sally, the puppet on his hand.
Oh, man. I may have to go with Alan's guy on that. That he's puppet like, thing really freaks me the fuck out.
Today, I did brain surgery, and the little doll's got his head cut
I'm
open.
I'm going to have to go with Alan's guy, damn despite it. The solid gold private
damn
jet.
Damn it.
You never hear what's being said. It just, I had brain surgery.
All I heard was, you don't gain weight and puppets. That's all I heard.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Don't touch that dial. Bad Examples, Red Flags Edition, will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Everyone needs an escape, but those are hard to come by right now. Enter Dipsy. Let yourself get lost in a world where good things happen and where pleasure is your only priority. I am so into Dipsy, and I hope you guys listen to this ad because I'm truly hoping that we can all talk about our experiences, or maybe not. I'm not sure. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy audio stories features characters that feel like real people in immersive scenarios so you feel like you're right there. Listen to stories about hooking up with your hometown crush you never made a move on, or that coworker you always had a little thing for. Or maybe a story that puts you to bed with someone who's telling you exactly what they'd like to do to you. Dipsy releases new content every week, so there's always more things to explore, no matter who or what you're into. To or what turns you on. And if you need to wind down, Dipsy also has wellness sessions.
sensual bedtime stories, and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. Nice. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsea stories.com/bad examples. Dipsystories.com/bad examples. The majority of erotic content is designed from and for the male perspective. Dipsy, on the other hand, was created with women's needs and desires in mind. Dipsy ranges from light flirtation to highly explicit sex. I really hope you guys check out Dipsy because I feel like this is just baddie content in itself. And I'd love to talk to you about it. Like, did it work? Did it turn you on? Try your 30 days of full access for free. Go to dipseastories.com, dipseastories.com/bad examples. Here's another baddie favorite. CheapCaribbean.com has been around for over 20 years and is in the business of providing the best all-inclusive beach vacations. All-inclusive beach vacations means all you can eat, alcohol, and non-alcoholic beverages, as well as beach and night activities, all included when you book at CheapCaribbean.com. All-inclusive means you get more food, more drinks, and more fun.
I have to agree with that.
When you only get one vacation a year, like, it's exactly what you need. You just need to be like a filthy animal. I love every fucking second of it. Cheap Caribbean has no change fees when you book at Cheap Caribbean Resort and add trip protection so you can book with confidence. Less money, less worry, more beach. Be sure to check out either a Dreams or Secrets Resort when you book with Cheap Caribbean right now.
I'm a big fan of both, may I say?
And you can take $100 off your next beach vacay when you visit cheapcaribbean.com/bad-examples. Again, that's cheapcaribbean.com/bad-examples. Don't forget the dash between bad examples. Bad-examples. We'll see you on the beach.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Welcome back to Bad Examples, the game show, Red Flags edition. I'm your host, Alan Waters. Now let's get back to the fun and games.
Whose turn is this? Mine?
You're the single person now.
Oh, so these cards are mine. Got it.
Yep. And so, Tracy, the one with a blank, you fill in what that's going to be.
Wait, I don't have a blank.
The red card does.
Oh, wow. Sorry, whose turn is it? I'm confused.
Well, no, it's Jess. You're the single person. Oh, okay, so it's cool. Tracy and I.
Got it.
Static touches you every time you touch.
Bro, I was going to pick hysterical. That one. I fucked up. I didn't know that's my judge. So funny. I know. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, all right.
You go first.
So the perks of my person are that they own one of every car in existence.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always showing up in style.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot of work.
Not only
okay.
that, this person is never going to give you up. They're never going to let you down. They're never going to run around or desert you.
Wow. Wow. All right.
I love that card.
Listen to me.
I don't care if I lose.
What's the saddest thing in this world? Cancer. This guy, his wow. kisses cure cancer.
Wow.
So all he has to do is kiss somebody and they cure cancer.
Wow.
And also, he owns an adorable coffee shop. How sweet. Okay. Like, you get free coffee whenever you want. The perfect way that it's Jessica's liking. You walk in there, you're like, free coffee. You want to spend $8 on a coffee from Starbucks every day? I think not.
Ugh, I don't want to discuss my Starbucks app.
It's oh, wow. I'm going to win this right now. I saw the red flags.
Yeah, but Jessica, they just had a sex tape drop with Briella.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, and for listeners, we're talking about Briella from the show, not Corey's girlfriend. So let's clear that up real fast.
Is that her name Brielle? That's a different name. That's like if I called you Trey Sella, you'd be a different person than
Briella,
Tracy.
Briella used to call herself by both names.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, Alan's guy, he has a pissing fetish. He loves to piss on you.
Oh. Like someone we know.
Won. Yes. That's why this is how I'm going to win this game.
Okay.
I think I just lost.
Yeah. He has a pissing
Alan,
fetish.
What was your red flag again? It was
doesn't
really
matter.
Bad.
It's irrelevant.
That they just had a sex tape drop. With
who cares? Oh. Who cares? So has everyone else on our show.
I mean, I got to tell you. I have to tell you, the car thing, like, I'm not into cars. I don't really care. Like, all these things are, like, he owns a coffee shop. All right. I don't know. But the red flags on this one, specifically because I've seen on my Twitter timeline.
Yep.
Someone we know what piss porn entails. And, it, like, it's a girl squatting.
And pissing and, all over him in his mouth.
And like, well, okay, everybody relax. Like, just like, but it's not even that. Like, someone like who's into piss porn just gets off on a girl just squatting and like pee, like going down the side of her thigh. And to me, that is a red, that is not
the ultimate a red quirk. Flag.
That's a red, yeah, it's the ultimate of red flags. And I don't like potty talk and I'm never going to do it for you.
That's right.
So sorry, Alan. The winner of this round is Tracy.
That's all right.
That's all right. I figured as much the minute I...
I didn't know how far I was going to take that. I almost made it a shit fetish, but I thought piss just really took the cake anyway.
Oh, yeah. No good. No good. I'm turned off. End the game.
All right. We have our final round of this style play.
Okay. We're giving you all the content today, Alan.
Jessica, here you go.
Know you judge.
Tracy, yours are coming through also.
Jess, I have to tell you what the last ones were. Constantly freestyles.
Oh, so a soulmate?
So your actual twin soul. Or only speaks in motivational quotes.
I have no issues with either of those.
It was the pissing fetish for me.
Oh my God. Tracy.
Yes.
This is for me.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, different party.
Okay. How about this? Alan, what's your favorite? What's that place that you go to eat where you get like all the food for like $8.99?
What?
That you get the place you get all that food and it's like dirt cheap and you get all this shit.
Oh, Cookout.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So your girl always smells like Cookout.
That's not as good as you think it is.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going. You said it. You can't take it back. Keep going.
So not only does she smell like a delicious treat every time you're near her, but she creates shelters for the homeless because she is such an angel of a person.
That's all nice, but it's really not as nice as somebody who owns a time machine and lives in a castle.
I think you should know your judge because I don't think Alan is superficial like that.
Alan would love for people to wait on him hand and foot. And Alan would love to travel back in time and go forward.
That I know. That I thought you might have me there. But here's the problem with your time traveler.
Mm.
They don't understand or know any words that start with the letter D. And let me tell you an important word that starts with the letter D.
Dinner.
Dick.
You could also call it a cock, so it doesn't really matter.
She See, doesn't understand anything that starts with the letter D.
All right.
It's not as weird as live tweeting your entire date every time you go out.
Ooh.
Live tweeting. The waiter just dropped off our waters. The waiter just came back and picked up our dirty dishes.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Okay.
All right. So I...
Here are some important D words before you choose.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think so, because...
Dog. Dogs are important. Dicks.
Well, it's great to have a time machine.
Yes.
Dicks are important. But if How I about daddy? Your little name is daddy. She won't
she
even know your
like
name.
She doesn't like being called daddy. It's good.
Here's the thing that is the ultimate deciding factor for this one. They may have a time machine, But if I can't tell them a date for us to go to, we're in trouble.
You could tell them a year.
A year? No, you're going to be stuck in a random year. No, the day is important.
Okay, then the specific timing. They can tell you the very specific timing you would like to travel back to.
No lives time in travies. A castle. No time travies for but you. Her, no, you judge. He's too smart. Though,
it's not just the day. It's the date. I can't tell them the specific time because that's a date and time.
Yeah, you could say, I would like to travel to September 11th and stop the planes from going into the Twin Towers, which has no D's in it, and save the world.
But if they don't know what a date is, they have no concept.
No, you judge, Tracy. He's too smart. No, you judge.
I've got to.
So
go
you want somebody
person.
Who's going to tweet your whole date?
He would love that.
We're going to break up.
Oh.
But
but you're going to choose her? Wow.
Now I need to live tweet a date with Alan.
I'm very disappointed.
Alan's at cookout. He's currently enjoying ribs. Hashtag
sick.
Delicious daddy.
Sick, sick, sick.
I'm going to say both of these people are horrible choices because I never want to have a live tweet with somebody or a date that's being live tweeted with someone who smells like a fast food restaurant.
Damn it. You want her to smell like that all the time? Filthy.
That's why we're going to break up very quickly.
That's fine. I think it's ridiculous, but that's fine.
Call, so I win? Call, like you that's say, where I we're guess. Going? That's where this is ending up. Cool.
Yeah, you win that one.
Woohoo!
But I have a variation of this game that I think we should play.
All right, let's do it.
And in this one, it's a variation for our only single person on the show to see exactly what it is that's a deal breaker for Tracy or not.
Whoa.
God.
So, Jess, I'm going to send you just white cards.
Whoa.
And I'm going to draw just off the top of the deck a deal breaker, a red card, and we have to pick the two defining features that we think can get Tracy to date this person.
Okay.
Tracy, you didn't pick loves video games?
No, because I don't know. I was like, sometimes he wants free time by himself. And if she constantly wants to play with him,
you don't know, you judge.
Sorry.
It's more of an escape.
No, you judge. Like, that's like if they were like, oh, he loves shopping. Bitch, what if I want to go shopping by myself? That's not a bonus.
Not a bonus. Sometimes I need my fucking free time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Next time, no, you judge. I would have got that one.
Yeah, whatever.
So, Tracy, this person that you are trying to date, the red flag that you know right from the beginning is they end every single conversation with, "You're dismissed."
Wow. That is so fucking disrespectful.
So, Jess, you have to pick two cards to make Tracy date this person.
The white ones.
Yep, two of the white cards.
These are terrible. Okay, she would never want to date a spin instructor. Talk about not manly.
No.
And now we're going to work on your glutes, ladies. Ride faster. No spin instructor.
Never.
Organic farmer, barf.
Barf.
YouTube celebrity, hard pass. These are none of the best-selling author. Yeah, then Tracy would have to be forced to read his books. And a Marine. So
yeah, I've been fucked over by too many Marines.
I'm supposed to pick two of these professions. All right, here we go. I mean, I'm going to pick YouTube celebrity because I know my judge and maybe they'll have some sort of common grounds where they have to like be, you know, sharing their life and not taking time off kind of thing where like other guys maybe don't understand what Tracy does. Maybe this YouTube celebrity will have a better grasp of Tracy and like what she does for a living.
Yeah, I agree.
And the other thing,
plus they make mad money. I get a lot of free shit.
Is okay. He's a best-selling author, sure, but of sex books. How about that?
Oh,
so he like writes Kama Sutra. He writes Kama Sutra books, and he actually poses you as the model on the front of his books. So yeah.
All right. You know, this person who ends every conversation with "You're dismissed." For me, it happens because they're a vampire, but the sexy kind. And they never arrive. prematurely.
This is a stretch.
See, the thing about me is I don't really care if it's 3-second sex or not, as long as I'm coming somehow.
Somehow.
And we all know that sex is not going to do that. So, well, not all of us, but some people have found that out the hard way. So, what's the negatives? Let me go by the negatives, because both of your positives pretty much suck.
Oh, that's what the negative. The negative is they end every conversation with "you're dismissed."
Right. My limits are telling me that I'm dismissed, because I'll smack a motherfucker in the mouth. What we're not going to do is tell me to relax or that I'm dismissed.
That's aggressive. That's
you're dismissed.
Flag. Ladies, right. If your man says you're dismissed, that's ever.org.
Ultimate red flag.
Yeah.
If you don't want to end up in prison, don't date a man who says you're dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine him saying it like, "You're dismissed."
Yeah.
Oh, I can leave now? How about I break your fucking jaw? Yeah, then I'm in jail.
We've got that limit. Let's see, Jessica, out of these next cards, if we have a limit for her there also.
Okay.
So the negative for both of these, Tracy, is that they are a 60-year-old virgin.
No. It's bad but enough you have to fuck someone who's 60, let alone them not knowing what the fuck they're doing.
But my 60-year-old virgin is a millionaire and is actually the world famous George Clooney.
Wow. Well, I could teach him. I could set aside some time.
So, Jessica, what is your 60-year-old virgin?
Huh?
Out of your cards.
Oh, I got more cards.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, let's see. Right. Okay. So, yes, they might be a 60-year-old virgin, but they are also a genie who can grant you your wishes. You're welcome. So, if I know my judge, and I think I do, I think my judge is going to wish that this fucking guy is amazing at sex.
Or dead. I think I'm going to go with the genie. That as much as I would love to fuck George Clooney and him have no fucking idea what he's doing, I can wish my way out of that. So
the red flag is nothing.
Yeah, yep. I could three wish my way out of that.
That's good. That's fair.
I like the turnaround.
Yeah, I have no choice on that one.
I accept my defeat. All right, Jessica, I'm sending you cards again.
Mm-hmm. I think we should switch it up. I think we should do this to you, Alan.
I do too.
Okay. Then I will send both of you cards.
I'm not sure. I think we have a good, you know, this game, a mixture so far. We like kind of ignored red flags. We kind of didn't. It's a little bit of everything, which I appreciate it.
Yeah,
sounds realistic.
I think it's very much reflective of my life.
All right, here's the red flag for me, and let's see if you can make me get past this.
Yes.
They're on Tinder during sex.
Oh my God.
Wow. It's going to take a lot for me to get. Imagine you're like, you like that? And he's like, swipe right.
All right, Alan. So you're not going to care.
Over this. You got to make me okay with this.
You're not going to care that they're swiping right on Tinder because this person was on the news for rescuing a kitten. A kitten. Heart of gold.
Couldn't give a fuck.
You love cats.
Is their heart that full of gold? They're on Tinder.
Yeah, but I don't know, animals. Some people are animal lovers, you know? And this person is a world champion hunter. That wouldn't make sense. No. They love animals so much they hunt them. No, let's see. They are, so before, you know, we weren't quite sure what smell is attracted to you. We know now it's not Zaxby's or whatever. But they are also the best smelling person in the whole world. So even though they're swiping while you're fucking, the scent is just intoxicating.
All right, Alan, let me ask you a question. Who's like your celebrity crush?
Wow, great question.
Oh man. Aubrey Plaza.
I don't know who that is.
Excellent. Alan!
But let me tell you something, that when this person that you're fucking is swiping, the person holding the phone that you are inside of is her. So does it really matter if they're swiping when you're fucking her? Your dream girl, Aubrey.
Wow. No, it doesn't.
Doesn't answer for him. Answer. If Thor's swiping on Tinder, I'm like, yeah, harder, swipe faster.
Swipe faster.
Don't care.
Alan has morals, though. No, you judge.
Eh, I don't think he does. Maybe when he was younger, when he was a preacher's kid. No, no more.
I'll have to be honest. I don't know that this is a red flag I can get over.
Wow.
I just don't see how the sex is going to be that good if they are
not there with you.
Yeah. Tuned out enough to be on Tinder.
Yeah, and in all fairness, Tracy, like, men have to worry about limp dicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
That's the name of this episode.
So
Alan's limp dick. Limp biscuit.
I think not.
No.
All right.
Let's do one last round with me, and we're. I think we've
time
reached
check?
Max peak of red flagness.
Yeah, I think maybe let's do run round with you, and then let's talk about what our biggest red flag might be.
Perfect. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. This red flag for Jess. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The red flag is they swear you look exactly like their sister. But don't worry. That's a good thing.
Okay. Okay.
Tracy, what can you do to make Jessica get over?
They don't see a single flaw in you. They think that you're absolutely perfect.
Yeah, well, they're clearly fine with me looking like their sister, so I must be perfect.
Yeah, well, that's all I got over here. That's the only thing that's going to save you.
I mean, I'm not blind to these flags.
They might see that you look exactly like your sister, and it's a good thing for them, but they will never blame you for anything.
Mm, me like that one.
They're just always wrong.
The evil in me really likes that one. No, you judge. So pretty much what's more important? The pretty serious red flag or me never being wrong? That's really nice.
After you decide, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going through my mind right now.
I can get over the red flag here because the feeling of always being right, I do enjoy. It's a thrill. It's a thrill-seeking thing for me. So I'm ignoring the red flag. This is a bad way to end the game.
That's ridiculous. He's going to look at your sister and think of fucking you? That's sick.
That's sick.
All I'm thinking in my head is the scene from Joe Dirt where it's like, oh, you're God. My sister. You're my sister.
Gross. Gross.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, y'all. Judge me. Oh, judge away. Know your judge.
I am judging a lot.
Wow. This was a fun game. Game show host Alan.
Yeah, game show host Alan.
Good job.
Alan Waters.
It's Alan Waters with the red flag game.
Jessica, come yes. on down. You've won somebody obsessed with their sister.
Yes.
Oh,
you've won a rare case of incest.
Oh, my God.
What are your for real? Like, some of these obviously are so dramatic, but like, what's a red flag that you cannot like look away from that's waving in your face?
It would have to be something insanely gross during sex.
Mm.
I can't get over
like
it.
Like if he toots during sex?
Yeah, or like wants you to.
Oh, yeah. Like if you what really do they call it? What are we calling it? Sprinkles?
Sparkling.
He sparkles sparkle during fetish. Sex. Oh, God. He's got sparkle a sparkle fetish. Yeah, I'm going to jump aboard that one. Yeah. Like that also, by the way, if that had ever happened to me during sex...
Die.
Like even just once, like not like he has like a fart fetish during sex, like he just farted once, I'd be like, it just, I couldn't do it again, it'd be over. If you is that fucked up,
Connor?
Alan, have you ever done that?
I have never farted on anyone. I mean, I'm sure that I have farted at some point during sex.
No,
like, not that like it was like on purpose, but farts happen, Jessica.
No, they don't.
Shit happens, Jessica.
But I do have a friend that was going down on a girl and she farted on him.
I think you told me this and I was equally as disgusted when you told me it.
Yeah,
I
mean.
And so in turn, when she went down on him,
he farted on her. Yeah, I remember this story.
I don't because I blocked it out for good reason. I never want to hear it again. Noted, Alan.
So
I think for me, the biggest red flag is similar to that Tinder thing. If they're on Tinder and we're in a relationship, I don't feel things are trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And trust is like a huge thing for me. So,
yeah.
That's for me.
I have to say the same. I mean, I can be a really jealous person, so...
You? No.
I'm so the opposite. It's not even funny.
So I think if he was like maybe social media, maybe that would annoy me. Maybe that would annoy me if he was like, okay, here's a fucking red flag deal breaker. And I hate this. And this is way too common. And single women today's, you know, new age way of living have kind of just like accepted that this is what it is. And I just don't think, I think a red flag is if you're a man, somebody you're talking to exclusively, maybe you're not boyfriend and girlfriend even yet, but it's someone you're having sex with, you have relations with, you like him, and he's going on other people's Instagrams and leaving heart eyes, fire emojis, telling other women they're beautiful, even if they're strangers, celebrities, whatever, unacceptable. Red flags. If he's doing it for the whole world to see, like, no shame. Mm-hmm. I just think that's beyond a deal breaker. That's a huge red flag waving in your face. Like, this guy, he's doing it now in the beginning of your relationship. What do you think is going to happen when you're fucking 10 years down the road and you've got kids and things are hard? Like, he's not going to stop.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know why our society, like the young girls, kind of just like kind of shrug it off. Like, well, it's just part of like what they do. And
no, I don't like
they're trying to get in the DMs and there's always something behind it. And it's honestly, at the end of the day, it's fucking creepy. And that is my red flag. You're welcome.
I think I anybody that. Who's also outwardly abusive that you just ignore is a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think those are obvious, but to some people they're not.
Well, I'm glad you threw us a real one after the farting during sex red flag.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
That was your first one.
No, I said somebody who is into really weird shit.
Like farting during sex.
Well, like,
you're the single one here. That was an example. And that was the first thing that came to your mind.
That
was an example.
Yeah. That like, if someone's into like eating shit during sex, that's a fucking issue for me. Major, not a deal breaker. Non-negotiable red flag. I'm never going to have sex with you again.
To
ever.
All
in my
the
lifetime.
Men chasing Tracy, know what you judge. You know?
Weird shit is not flying.
I have, I think, the perfect way to end this episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw a red flag for each of us and see if I can find a red flag that determines who everybody is. I'm going to start with Jessica.
Oh, thanks.
Jessica has been stalking you since middle school. Be wary, Denny. Tracy.
Fuck you, Alan. What?
50 Shades of Grey is literally the only book they've ever read.
Accurate.
That's completely accurate. I didn't even read that book, but if I had read any book, that would be the one I would have read.
This one's good for me, too. Only laughs at their own jokes.
Wow. Wow. These are all extremely accurate, I think.
That's pretty good, Alan.
Oh, I hope somebody can get over that and date all of us.
Thank you for tuning in to Bad Examples, the game show, Red Flags Edition. I've been your host, Alan Waters, and our two fabulous guests, Jessica Romano and Tracy DeMarco, who have clearly learned absolutely nothing. Thank you for tuning in, and be on the lookout for red flags.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching our addictive game show with Alan Waters, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.